Hello, this is Shelley Antine, and I'm going to give you my take on the coming solar eclipse, which is at the new moon in Taurus on April 30th, and in the Eastern time zone, it's at 4:28 p.m. EDT. But we will not see this eclipse because the only place you can see it is in the lower half, and particularly the lower tip of South America, and in the waters between South America and Antarctica, which gets a bit on the coastline there of the eclipse energy. Now, as you know, if you've been listening to me for many years, eclipses are very potent, and they do change directions. The solar eclipse at a new moon is about a change in the world or in public life. And so this is affecting us all, no matter where we are, even if the shadow isn't over us, where the 10th degree of Taurus falls is where this is taking place. If you know where that is, the house that it's in your birth chart, you can expect a major shift. You may already see the shift coming because we do have a prelude to things that we can start to imagine what might be getting ready to go. And for some people, it's very clear. For others, you know, we are not observing or paying attention, and then it seems to come like a sudden shock to us. But when we look back, we might say, oh, that's what was going on, or that's what I was getting that feeling about, you know. So again, this is about the outer world. 2 weeks from now, we'll have a lunar eclipse that is about feelings and relationship energies also. Both of these types of eclipses will mark the end of something and the beginning of something new. And that's the most important thing to hear, because we don't like things to change that much. We're creatures of habit, so to speak. It's helpful. It makes life easier if we have things the way we know they are and have been for a while. So the idea of having to shift or change things is difficult, particularly for certain signs. I would say the earth signs have the more problematic time with the idea of change, because that is the element that seems to be staying the same, mostly, especially Taurus. But a Taurus energy right now is getting bombarded anyway by Uranus, and that has been for a while and will continue to be so. So we're trying to learn about the shifts and changes, and some are happening very quickly in the world around us and in nature around us and in economics around us, all the Taurus energies and homes and real estate and building and all of this has had a lot of shifting, changing. And we've seen markets shift and change. So it's part of this eclipse, because Uranus is very close to the new moon degree. Uranus is at 14, and then again, the new moon eclipse is at 10, Taurus. And Taurus is our, well, actually, we have the north node, I was about to say south, of our evolutionary direction. So we're being asked to pay attention to the areas of Taurus, including our Earth home. And I'm recording this on what happens to be Earth Day, which is the 22nd of April this year. And the 22nd degree of Taurus is where the North Node will be on April 30th. And I've been watching those 22s because they seem to come up frequently in major experience charts for the world because of the 22 degrees of the paradigm shift when Saturn joined Pluto in 2020, another double two. So what we're finding now is that we've got this direction to allow something to change. Now, what will that be? That's, you know, what we wonder, right? And we wonder it for the world as well. We know there's a lot going on right now. The South Node in Scorpio creates a lot of turmoil, and the fear of loss of power is something that Scorpio suffers, and I mean suffers. I mean, we may look out there and see people's outer actions and not recognize that it comes from the suffering of the fear of not being in control and of losing power. But that's what's happening. And in the solar eclipse, new moon in Taurus, we have this axis of evolutionary need to move into new spaces, having a square from Saturn at 24 Aquarius, and an exact square from the asteroid Vesta at 22 degrees of Aquarius. Well, Saturn conjunct this. Well, what we're finding here with Vesta is the keeper of the hearth, the defender of the home. Can you think of a place in the world right now that considers itself defending the home? Well, you may find more than one, but we're very focused on one in particular. And the Saturn energy, which is the hard work that's involved in this quest, where the asteroid Vesta is what we will fight for. And that's where we see it fighting, you know. So it's involved very much in the turmoil and in the desire to create peace and stability, which is Taurus, in the home land. Earth itself is waiting to see what will happen with this and many other things. At the time of this Earth Day, we're having these incredibly giant solar flares taking place, and we're lucky, I guess, that the last one was aimed in a different direction. But we are affected by all of these energies and all of the energies that we're partaking of through this Aquarian energy, which is what's allowing me to create this podcast for you to understand what's happening, but is also something that's bringing so much news and so much change and so much fear about the future. Saturn is a planet that also has to do with that element of fear, because Saturn rules the very cautious Earth sign of Capricorn. You know, it doesn't want to branch into new things. If the old way is working, why not stick with that? Well, this is one of the things that's going on for us right now, is having to deal with that energy that doesn't really want things to move quickly into change. But we need some people to get the fire under them to move quickly into change. For what? For the Earth itself. You know, we look at the countries and we look at the economy and we look at all of that, but what difference will it make, right, if it's not a habitable planet? So we're looking at a very important time here, and one of the things we have to engage is the spiritual aspect. And I would say this probably anyway, but I see it in the chart for the eclipse in the enormous lineup in Pisces. First at 3 degrees, we have the asteroid Juno in Pisces, and she's a goddess who is involved with the ideas of equality for the feminine, not just women, but the feminine. The divine feminine wants to make a comeback because the divine feminine is Earth Mother, is Gaia. And we have really spent thousands of years limiting the presence and the power and our reverence for the divine feminine. So one of the things that we can do is to start to recognize the feminine energy. And this Juno in Pisces is in a wide but sextile to the solar eclipse. So that's a helpful opportunity aspect. So we could see some more of this coming forward. I'm sure we will. Jupiter is conjunct exactly Venus in Pisces. And so Venus, of course, is another goddess, right? And loving in the sense of the oceans and the waters. And Jupiter is going to be soon leaving for a quick dip into Aries fire zone. But right now, still expanding consciousness, again, of spiritual connection. You know, this old idea of we're all one and we're all connected isn't just, you know, PR hype like a lot of other things are. This is a reality because there is only one source of life, and it is in everything, even things that don't look like they are moving around. You know, the whole thing about this energy that we partake of in the oceans of Pisces, we can see that the fish are affected by their environment. You know, if you drop a big rock into a pond and it ripples, if they're a small fish, they're going to be moving up and down, right? They can't escape noticing that. We can escape noticing it because air and prana are invisible. But we are in that ocean of prana that is flowing through all things. And as the great yogi Yogananda has told us since he came in 1920 to spread the word of the East, the only difference is the rate of vibration in terms of what we see as humans in manifestation around us. But if we feel into this with our psychic knowing, we know, we used to know, our great ancestors from the long ago time were quite aware of the interaction of all things. And Neptune in Pisces is sitting here also, just a few degrees away from the exact Jupiter-Venus conjunction. The centaur Okiro, prophetess, is here. And so we can get our visions. We can get our information. We can begin to understand. And with our heart of compassion, which is Venus in Pisces, we can keep extending the compassionate love everywhere, you know, so that we can flood, as the water levels would like us to, the earth with this energy of love and compassion. Mars is a spiritual warrior in Pisces, and Mars is exactly almost sextile the solar eclipse new moon. So here again, you know, we're being asked to move in this way and to also change our spirituality if we have old and outdated ideas about what that means, because some of us don't think we're responsible. We have a spiritual philosophy in a form of religion that tells us that we don't have to do anything, really. But we do. And that's something that's coming up in the sense of the conjunction of Mars to a centaur called Nessus, who was the buck stops here. All right, we're going to absolutely end a way and begin a new way. Okay, so this is something that's coming in and is possible, you know, and the Mars energy and the solar eclipse energy is sextile and trine from the solar eclipse, a centaur called Pholus, and he's in the bedrock position in our eastern time zone of the ground of being in Washington, D.C., for our country. And Pholus in Capricorn is saying, listen to your gut wisdom and the gut wisdom of the authorities, because the lid is coming off now of the sacred teachings, the sacred wine of the ancestors. It's time to drink and to listen to your gut. So we hope that this is what we will see the wise people doing in control of anything at all, from the local levels all the way up in our country and certain other countries in the world, or certainly all of the countries in the world, but we know we're focused particularly on a couple of them right now. And we need to keep, as I said, moving into that space of peace and being responsible for what we vision, so that we're not falling into the fear element, we're falling into the building of peace and stability and allowing the changes that need to be made without them having to be forced upon us. So in our own lives, again, all of this is happening in your personal life also. You know, Mercury is at the 0 degree of Gemini. This is the most potent degree of any sign, is the 0 degree. And Mercury rules this sign. So Mercury is very strong, and we can use this Mercury to do the information gathering and also the analyzing and categorizing of things that we need to do in order to observe those things that need to be transformed and uplifted, involving all those things that I just spoke to you about. I gave this talk on the eclipses of 2022 that unfortunately did not provide a shareable link, but that was just a technical issue. And I used charts of, you know, things in the world to demonstrate where things would be moving. And I'm not going to go into this in detail, but I will say that the chart of the Republican Party itself is having an exact conjunction of the solar eclipse with its own natal chart, Uranus and Taurus. That's just one thing to be seen here. And it's in the house of shared values and shared resources and commitments. So one of the things that we are seeing, and they just had their Uranus return, but it's not the first one. The Republican Party came into being March 20th of 1854. At 6:30 p.m., for those of you who do charts, in RIPON, Ripon, Wisconsin. And so you can see that they're having a lot of energy going on, and we're seeing a division starting to form in that party, with Republicans who are moving in a more moderate direction and others that have tried to put the party into a very intense direction that everyone can't get behind. So we'll see. Because again, this is a change in the outer world. We'll see action. We've already seen some of it. Again, as I said, there is a window of time where you see it coming in. And then there is a 6-month effect. So we don't have to see immediately the effects of this happening, but it will be processing through, and we will see things happening there. So anyway, I will say this is my both new moon and the first solar eclipse report for you. If you need personal information to find out why is this happening to me or where is this happening to me in advance, that's a great time to have a reading. And if you get your natal chart reading done, you can go to shellyantine.com and the blog page will have this on it. The astrology readings page will have a link that takes you to purchase the natal chart reading. You'll also get information about that. And if you get that, you won't just get the information about this eclipse. You'll get all of them for the year. So you'll know how the trends are moving for you. And then you can be validated and you can make conscious choice or conscious awareness. So be sure to remember that if you need that. And I'll say goodbye for now.